آرا لیے ہوئے، عرض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا، عرض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا، وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا ہمارا لیے ہوئے، وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے، ہر شیر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے، ہر شیر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے، اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے، کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے، کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے، کیا عشق کا یہ دوست تو اعجاز نہیں ہے، گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالہ صحرا لیے ہوئے، گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالہ صحرا لیے ہوئے، ہر شیر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے، اور درد محبت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے، ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب قریب، ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب، ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب، فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے، فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے، عرض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا، وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے، یہ دل ہے ان کے درد کا مارا اے دوستو، یہ دل ہے ان کے درد کا مارا اے دوستو، یہ دل ہے ان کے درد کا مارا اے دوستو، سینے میں محبت کا مینارا لیے ہوئے، سینے میں محبت کا مینارا لیے ہوئے، عرض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا، وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے، عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت، عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت، عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت، اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے، اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے، کیا ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب، ایذائے خلق نے کیا خالق سے بھی قریب، فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے، اختر زمین پہ اسی پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر، اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر، اختر زمین پہ اس طرح رہنے کی فکر کر، اپنے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے، اپنے خدا کے غم کو خدا را لیے ہوئے، عرض و سما سے غم جو اٹھایا نہ جا سکا، وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے، عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت، عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت، اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے، اور ان کی تجلی کا نظارہ لیے ہوئے، ہر شیر میرا غم ہے تمہارا لیے ہوئے، اور درد محبت کا بت کا اشارہ لیے ہوئے، گلشن میں بھی ہوں نالہ صحرا لیے ہوئے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahimahullah, Gulshan mein bhi hoon, nala sehra liye hue. I am in the garden, in the beautiful orchard garden, but in my heart is the loneliness of the jungle, of the desert, where a person turns to Allah Ta'ala. In a beautiful garden, a person looks at all the beautiful roses, flowers, water features, lawn, etc. But in the desert there is nothing. There a person only looks at Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, though I am in a garden, and referring to where Hazrat stayed, Gulshan-e-Iqbal, which is called also Gulshan-e-Iqbal, and it is a beautiful garden also. But Hazrat says that my thoughts are always that I'm alone with Allah Ta'ala. Har sher mera gham hai tumhara liye hue. Every couplet of my poems have got your love in between them. They are filled with the love of Allah Ta'ala. The poems of Allah Wala, the poetry, is not like that of other people, useless things they say, poems about illicit love affairs, etc. But my poems have all got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur dard-e muhabbat ka ishara liye hue. And in it also is the great pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala that is included in my poetry everywhere. Arz o sama se gham jo uthaya na ja saka. The heavens and the earth which could not carry this pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the amanat which Allah had presented on the heavens and the earth. Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard. Allah had presented the amanat of carrying deen, practicing on deen, and seeing that deen is maintained and established. Allah presented it to the heavens of the and the earth. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They say, Ya Allah, we haven't got that ability. We cannot do that. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Insan said, I'm ready. I will take up this. So Allah gave this responsibility, this amanat, to mankind. وہ غم تمہارا دل ہے ہمارا لیے ہوئے. In our heart we have got that trust, this amanat. It is in our heart and with love. As Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained this ayat, very beautiful, that like a father tells his young son, grown up son, do this work. And usually in the teens, the boys, 18, 20, they are rebellious, they don't listen. So he refuses. He tells the father, no, I'm not listening. I don't want to do this. But the two-year-old boy says, Daddy, Abba, I'll do it. And he can't do it. But he's so small, but that love he's got for his father, that he's prepared to do it. He said, I'll do it. So like that, Allah presented the responsibility of deen, the amanat of deen, to the heavens of the earth. They said, we cannot manage. We can't. It's too heavy. Insan, small little human being, he, like in that love of Allah, he said that I will bear it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. ظَلُومًا, he was ignorant. Yeah, not the normal meaning of ظَلُوم, but he was ignorant of what he's in for. جَهُولًا بُولَاً. He was bhola, like the small child, ignorant. He's bhola, he's simple-minded. And he said, I'll do this work. I'll carry this big weight. But where can he carry it? But then, and like that little child, now he says he'll carry it. The father does it himself. And the child just puts his hand there. Or like a father driving the car, he puts the child in his lap, small two-year-old boy. When he comes home, he tells the child's mother, you know who drove today? See, the young boy, mashallah, he drove. But what did he drive? Even when the child starts walking, the father holds his hand. And the child feels, I'm walking, it's a father. So Allah helped insan. And Allah said, my insan, he carried this responsibility of deed. But it is only Allah who is the doer. So insan is zalum and jahula, very simple minded, and also he opted to do this work, and he said, I am ready to do it. So this is that love that insan had. Wo gham tumhara dil hai hamara liye hue, that love of yours that you said who will carry this amanat, heavens and the earth. They said no. Insan said we'll do it because of that love for Allah Ta'ala. Kya ishq ka ye dosto ajaz nahi hai? Oh my friends, is this not the miracle of love? Gulshan mein bhi ho nala sehra liye hue, though I'm in the garden gulshan, but that crying of the desert is in my heart all the time. I'm not overtaken by this beautiful garden and I forgot my Allah. I'm here, but in my heart I'm alone with my Allah. And my pleading and crying to Allah carries on all the time. Izai khalq ne kiya khaliq se bhi qareeb. The difficulties, inconvenience people causes a person, that Hazrat says, has made me closer to Allah Ta'ala. This is when a person has already prepared himself and he has got connection with Allah, love of Allah. Now, naturally, whenever anyone gives you trouble, you run to Allah. Like a child, the small other children trouble him, then he runs to Abba. Abba, these children are troubling me. They're doing this. Or the child comes back from school, madrasa, he says, Abba, today the teacher troubled me. Today this one troubled me. Then the father goes and fight his case. So like that, when a person is hurt by any person, by the creation, then he runs to Allah. But that is a person who has got connection with him. Otherwise, we take off with people. We start fighting with people, that you people did this, you people did that. So that person still hasn't got connection. Otherwise, he hasn't got reality. Otherwise, he will go to Allah and that brings him closer to Allah. And he's not upset with Izai Khalq. He doesn't feel hurt about it, because that was the cause to take him closer to Allah. Other people don't go and fight with others. Those who fight lose their temper, become vulgar, use terrible language, etc., because they haven't got connection with Allah Ta'ala. And other people suffer from self-pity, that they don't talk anything, but they feel all the zulm in the world is on me. They don't realize how lot wrong they're doing. They're just thinking, oh, people causing me this trouble, everyone is against me, nobody shows me love, nobody is kind to me, all the people are just troubling me. Lot people suffer in that condition, self-pity. So that is also a person who hasn't got connection with Allah. If we've developed that connection with Allah, then all the time when such conditions come, we'll run to Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, Allah has been so kind and merciful. Not only when such conditions come, Allah made 5 times namaz for us. And not only for us, Allah made the muazzin to call out at the top of his voice. First times before, from the top of the minara. Now with the loudspeaker. And that is, run to me 5 times. Whatever problems you got, realize you got a support. Every human by nature wants somebody that he can turn to, put his back and get some support from. Allah says, I'm your support. Come to me 5 times a day. So when a person has developed that, then whatever izai khalq, whoever troubles you, whoever causes you problem, you'll go more closer to Allah. You'll turn to Allah Ta'ala. And such a person also who has got this reality, he will see his own faults. That what caused this? Allah Ta'ala doesn't just bring conditions on a person. Something I have done wrong somewhere. And fortunate is that person who can find that wrong. And then he makes tawbah and corrects himself. And for such people, Allah immediately shows them, yeah, you have gone wrong, so we hit you in this way. So, and that was also to save you of a more greater wrong. You were thinking of some wrong, evil things, and Allah caused some problem to come. And then you turn to Allah Ta'ala. And you realize that what I had done, what I was doing, that was causing this. So you make tawbah. Otherwise you could have gone further in that guna of yours, in that wrong thing of yours also. So this doesn't take a person that Allah, why you cause this problem? Why this difficulty? This problem takes you more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And you are thankful to Allah Ta'ala. فریاد کا ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے. And every moment that I turned to you and I realized I was always pleading to you. ہر لمحہ سہارا لیے ہوئے, that support I was having in turning to you. Though some difficulty people hurt you, this problem came, that problem came, whatever it was, but that caused you to go more closer to Allah, and all the time you realized your weakness, and you removed that weakness from you, you made tawbah, istighfar, and now you have gone more closer to Allah Ta'ala. Ye dil hai unke dard ka mara, ey dosto. This is now, with that condition of that heart, ye dil hai, this is that heart, کہ درد کا مارا, it is overtaken, it is totally influenced, overtaken by the love of Allah. No matter what conditions, like what we will call bad conditions, for a mu'min there are no bad conditions. Whatever Allah has decreed is only good for him. We can't see the good, that is different. But Allah, what he does for a mu'min is only good for a mu'min. So it is overtaken by that love of Allah. سینے میں محبت کا مینارہ لیے ہوئے. In my bosom, in my chest, I've got the minara of love. Like a minara which is so high and from everywhere. So that my heart is full with your love. And that my heart is screaming out your love all the time. And this all we should remember in the backdrop of the difficulties a person is going through. In that he's not complaining. And he's making shukr to Allah in fact. Not only that he's satisfied with it, but he's making shukr to Allah Ta'ala that this was the right thing for me and I appreciate it. So your heart has become like a minara of love. Like you have at the seaside, what they call this, beacons, lighthouse. The lighthouse. So the ship can see it, that I mustn't go from far, it can see it. Or like for aeroplanes, tall buildings, they have to have a light on top of them. So the aeroplane perhaps mustn't come low down and crash into it. So like that, Allah made my heart. It's announcing the love of Allah Ta'ala to everyone, that this heart is filled with the love of Allah. That heart that does not complain of difficult and hard conditions. That heart that is not only content, but more than that, makes shukr to Allah. For even difficult conditions, it makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. عارف کا ہر سکوت ہے پیغام محبت. And the عارف, the one who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, his every moment of silence is also a message of the love of Allah. Outwardly he's looking that he's just sitting quiet, etc. But in his heart he's connected with Allah Ta'ala. And that is the stage that we should try and get to. When we are going to sleep, quiet we are now, but our thoughts are with Allah. Middle of the night we get up, and then our thoughts are with Allah. At all times, we are undertaking a long journey in the aeroplane, 8-10 hours or even longer in the car, but our thoughts are with Allah. And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, he taught us so beautifully, and the geography of this was also so wonderful. We were in Turkey with Hazrat, Istanbul, and the Bosphorus, which is the famous sea, the sea of Istanbul, and where great Islamic history was played out. There we went to see all this with Hazrat on a boat, and then afterwards I saw Hazrat is nowhere to be seen. I looked for Hazrat. Hazrat went down to the bottom deck, and alone Hazrat was sitting there. Now what was going through Hazrat's heart? I went and sat next to Hazrat. Then at that time he explained to me, see, always be in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And when your tongue gets tired, then use your finger. You got no ink or anything, but your forefinger on the nail of your thumb, write Allah there. Be in the zikr of Allah. All the time. Majnu. He loved Layla so much that he should write her name in the air. He should write her name in the ground. And they taught us how to love Allah. So lovers of Allah, write your name in Allah's name in the air. Write it on the ground. And otherwise you're tired, your tongue don't want to move. Just think of Allah. Just think, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you have been so kind. My 40, 50 years of my life, how nice you let them pass. Otherwise, other people, what hasn't happened to them? And what difficulties. Now, at this moment, what problems I could have been. I'm sitting comfortably in my house. I'm lying on my bed. Everything is in order. What and what could not have been happening now? Yeah. And think what's happening to the people of Syria, the people of Iraq, all places. People who are multi-millionaires in the morning, in the next hour, they are begging for food. Everything, your normal routine that was going, what you normally do, suddenly everything has changed now. Now you got no house also, you got no toilet also, you just opened your cupboard, you took out your clothes, you went to the shower, you showered. Now nothing like that. Everything is gone up. You make shukr to Allah. So think of the favors of Allah. And even if not all that, in your body, you could suffer a stroke anytime, a heart attack anytime, you could be paralyzed, you can become blind anytime. What and what can, it's only Allah that has kept us. And how Allah looks after everything and everyone. Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam two glasses to hold in his hand. And then Allah ordered Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to make sure that Musa alayhi salam doesn't sleep. He must stay awake. And he must hold the glasses. They mustn't fall and break. 3 days and three nights passed. But a human being, sleep overpowered him. As soon as the sleep overpowered him, then the glasses fell. They broke. Then Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, and Allah wanted to illustrate this point. Allah is the only keeper of the heavens and the earth, the skies and the earth. And not a little bit of sleep also comes by Allah. Allah said, which is impossible. If I have to just fall a little bit asleep, the heavens and the earth, the skies and the earth will go. Haywire, they will break. These two glasses broke. The heavens, I am controlling them. And consciously, and all the time, day in and day out, for millions of years, whatever the amount of years are that Allah has created, Allah is, what is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? How great is not Allah Ta'ala? So, the Arif, all this is in his mind all the time. It is playing in his heart all the time. Where we are not in our tahajjud, where we are not in our ibadat, they are there, keeping quiet. Their hearts are there. Arif kahar, this is that we should think of other people. Now we shouldn't be thinking that people must think of me like that. I'm a big Arif. And I'm all the time thinking of Allah, that person will destroy himself. And other people who are awliya ahlullah, we should think good about them. Aur inki tajalli ka nazara liye hue. And all the time, I've got little tajalli, little bit of the focus of Allah. That light which, like for example, lightning just flashes and it goes away. That's the tajalli, that light. So Allah's tajalli, or unki tajalli ka nazara, the scene of the tajalli of Allah is in my heart. It isn't there all the time also. That is, very few people are blessed with that. It comes rarely to a person that you see the qudrat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the help of Allah. So how many times, where you are, what condition, how Allah's help came to you. You see that help of Allah Ta'ala. Akhtar zameen pe is tarah rehne ki fikr kar. Hazrat is addressing himself, but he's giving us a message. Hazrat was at that position, but he's telling us that try and live in this world in such a way, apne khuda ki gham ko khuda ra liye huye, that try and get the love of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is to have the love of Allah, and that also with the condition for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, the love of Allah, you can make a show out of it. Like we read in the Sawani, the life stories of our Buzurg. Certain great Buzurgs were such that they did never even travel from their home where they were. They just remained there. And in there is written that they did not go and sell their Buzurgi to go and show other people, I'm a big Buzurg or anything. Or that now people started respecting him, praising him, that mashallah, so much work of deen. But they kept it completely hidden and quiet. They kept that whole love of Allah completely quiet and hidden. They didn't make a show out of it. So those types of Allah wala also there are. That what they had And so this love of Allah must be for the pleasure of Allah. Just like man tawadha'a lillah. Tawadhu is a great quality, but it only becomes great when it is lillah. If it is you making tawadhu to show people. Or many people are such also. Batil is such. Many Christian people also are such. Other people also, very good akhlaq, character. They don't drink liquor. They don't humanize, don't gamble. But inside they are trying to show that we see how good we are. But they are promoting that worse poison in that. Many Salafis also, outwardly, what good akhlaq. Messages they give, so good messages also. Don't be sad, Allah is there. And the people run after them. But in that beautiful outward malamma, that icing on the cake, inside is all the poison there. So it must be good, your character, but lillah. Not for to promote your evil. Not to promote your sinister motives, etc. It must be for the pleasure of Allah. Not to gain the praises of people. Not to gain favors from people. Lillah. So even the love of Allah must be lillah. It must be for the pleasure of Allah. It mustn't be that you want to promote yourself. That I got so much love of Allah. I do this. So much khidmat of deen I do. It must be lillah. That is very important. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of the questions that were posed to Hazrat and the replies Hazrat gave for our reformation. Hazrat wala ke ek majaz, Maulana Mufti Bashir Ahmed Sahab. Hazrat's one Khalifa, Maulana Bashir Ahmed Sahab, Zila Qadi, Azad Kashmir in a Tahrir Farmaya. He was from this place, Qadi, from the freed Kashmir. The Kashmir which is in Pakistan, that area. He writes, Janab wala ki zaate garami ek abre bahar ki manind hai. He says, oh, Hadrat, that your personality is like one cloud of the season of spring. When the clouds of spring come and the rain starts falling, you see immediately the ground that was gone dry, brown, black, it turns green. Almost immediately. So he says, Hazrat, your personality is such. Ke jahan jahan qadam pare go gobar baran rahmat barsage. Go har baran rahmat barsage. That wherever you walked and you went, it was like the cloud sending down its rain. Khush khet hare bhare hoge. Farms and lands that were dry, they became green again. Aur log nagmae tawheed se jhoomne lage, and people came into the true tawheed and oneness of Allah, and they were overtaken in the love of the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma zid fazid, may Allah increase all the time. Aapke is dorae Kashmir ke mashallah bahut barakat zahir hue. Hazrat had just traveled before that to this place, Kashmir. Hazrat went many, many times to Kashmir there. So he says, this journey of yours had lot of barakat in it. Kafi log ne dariya rakhli. Many people kept beards. Or namazi ban gaye. And they became the regular what they namazas. Aqaid durust hue. There is lot of bid'at there. And many of them corrected their aqidas, this wrong Barelvi aqidas which they have plenty about buzurgs, about the people in the grave, etc. About in the milad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes there and is present there. All that, they corrected their aqaid also. Allah Ta'ala hamein ziyada se ziyada mustafid hone ki tawfiq inayat kare. Ameen. May Allah let us benefit from you, O Hazrat, more and more. Hazrat wrote in reply, Allah Ta'ala aapke husne zan ke mutabik ahkar ke saath muamla farmaye. That may Allah Ta'ala deal with me, what Hazrat says, according to your good thoughts about me. This is through Allah wala. We won't say that what we will say, you still haven't understood me. That what I am, you only still have seen, what have you seen still? You haven't understood. But Allah wala, that we are not like that. May Allah make us And they take this as a dua from the murids, that this is a dua that may Allah make us like that. But others, somebody just prays us, it goes to our head. Our head blows up, that there is nobody like us. Just see what our murids and a maulana is writing this. So we get the wrong end of the thing. Then Hazrat wrote a poem. Ek ab par guman hai. This is your guman, your thoughts about one servant of Allah Ta'ala. Ho ehle kamal mein, ho ehle kamal mein, that he must be of the perfect people. Your thoughts are like that. Wo kis khiyal mein hai? In what thoughts is he? Main ho kis khiyal mein, and in which thoughts am I? He is thinking so good about me, and all of us, we should think, people think good, they praise us, but what terrible thoughts come in our mind. How dirty are we? They have got good thoughts, what are our thoughts? And this also we should realize, the person who talks good about you, it is proof that he is good. A good person sees good. A bad person sees bad everywhere. What kind of lenses you got, color? According to that, you got green lenses, you see everything green. You got blue lenses, you see everything blue. So that you must realize that person is good. That is why he's seeing good. A good person sees good in bad also. And a bad person sees bad in good also. What is good also he sees bad. So this is proof they are good. Don't take it that I'm good. So you are in such wonderful thoughts, and in what thoughts am I? Sachcha hi kar dikhaye khuda unka husne zan. May Allah make their well wishing and good thoughts. May Allah make it truthful, and may Allah make it a dua which is accepted in my right. Qudrat sabhi hai mere shehe zul jalal mein. And the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is in everyone. And may Allah, you have got that great qudrat. It's not difficult for you that you make me or like this, what this person has written about me. Another letter. Magar is kanakara ka hal ye hai ke koi hal nahi. After writing other things, he writes, but this lowly servant of yours, his condition is such that he's got no condition. His condition is such that he has got no condition. Janab wala ki barish to yaksa baras rahi hai. Hazrat, your rain of mercy and kindness, your words of wisdom and pearls of wisdom are flowing all the time. Magar main apni nalayqi aur ghaflat ki wajah se, but me because of my being so useless and base, being an evil person, qadar na kar saka, I could not appreciate. And I couldn't take lesson from your beautiful teachings, your noble character, I couldn't take a lesson. Or talchat ki tarah para reh gaya hu. And I'm just like the bottom of the pot. Everything is dished out of the pot is empty. But the bottom that is stuck to the pot, it just stays there. All the biryani is gone, the wonderful soup and everything is gone, the roast. And now the talchat at the bottom, that is only left now. So I'm like that person who is like that at the bottom of the pot. Hazrat wrote back and said, Ye tawadu mubarak ho. This humbleness of yours, may it be blessed. That you have this humbleness, this is what is required. Ehsas-e nadamat wa taqseer suruq mein un amal se afzal hai jo sabab-e pindar wa ujab ho. In the path of suluk and rich walking and going to Allah Ta'ala, this condition of nadamat, of being sorrowful all the time, your eyes are more on your gunas, they are not on what good deeds Allah gave you tawfiq of. And all my evil, my gunas that I have, your eyes are more on that, and you are humbled by that all the time, that is much more superior and much more better than that pride that comes because of some good deeds that you do. You do good deeds also, and a person whose eyes are on his good deeds, first of all, outwardly Allah gave you tawfiq, it wasn't your own doing. Secondly, our niyat, how many times is not good. The quality of the amal is not good. Everything of ours, how much weaknesses. So how can we be proud of our good deeds? So fortunate is that person who has this nadamat always. Like Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, Neki kar darya mein phenk. Do good deeds and throw them into the sea. Don't think about it. Your gunas, think what gunas. And that especially when a feeling of pride comes in you, then think of your gunas. This will help to cut you down to size again. And if you're feeling very despondent, then don't think about your gunas. Make sincere tawbah and forget them. Then look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Another condition, aajkal bachche 60 hai. InshaAllah, tell me. We were reading about reading Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. What its reality and the meaning of that. So further Hazrat writes, Har takleef ka mu'min ke liye khair hone par aqli dalil. Every takleef, thing which is or which we don't like, something which is against us, whatever difficulty, hardship, but for a mu'min it is khair, it is goodness. And here Hazrat gives a logical explanation of it. It is naqal also from Quran and Hadith also it is proven. Yeah, a logical explanation. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummah Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali ne farmaya, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said, ke aqlan bhi har mu'min ki takleef ka khair hona sabit karta ho. That every difficulty that comes to a mu'min, to a believer, outwardly it's a difficulty, but there is goodness in it. And I will prove it now logically also. وہ یہ کہ جو تکلیف مومن کو آتی ہے اس کی صرف چار ہی شکلیں ہو سکتی ہیں. That whatever difficulty and harm comes to a mu'min, there can be only four forms of it. Four ways of that difficulty and harm. The first one, پہلی شکل یہ کہ بندہ کی تکلیف میں اللہ کا کوئی نفع اللہ تعالی کا کوئی نفع ہو. That harm which Allah has caused due, motor car accident, heart attack, whatever your problem came, robbery, anything, that Allah also has got some benefit in it. Allah is benefiting it. Or ye mahal hai, just impal hai, just impossible, what does Allah get? By giving anyone heart attack, any motor car accident, anything, what benefit does Allah get? Ke haq ta'ala banda mu'min ko takleef dekar nafa hasil farmaye. That Allah gave somebody we as such, sometimes we give somebody trouble, we enjoy it. That we see how is it suffered. Allah, na'uzu billah, where is Allah going to give somebody and that Allah enjoys it, Allah gets, it's impossible. Kyunki usse ihtiyaj bari ta'ala lazim aata hai, because through that, this is now a discussion on aqaid, that Allah is in need. If that is the case, and Allah is totally not in need, Allah is totally independent of all His creation. Allah doesn't need anyone or anything. That is one form. دوسری شکل یہ ہے کہ حق تعالیٰ کا صرف نصف نفع ہو. That Allah has not full benefit in that, half benefit. That whatever problem came to any person, Allah's half benefit, اور بندہ کا بھی آدھا نفع ہو. And بندہ's half, they share it. That half benefit for Allah, half of the بندہ. اور یہ بھی محال ہے. This is also impossible. کیونکہ اس صورت میں بھی احتیاج کا ثبوت لازم آتا ہے. And here also, that Allah is in need and Allah enjoys giving people trouble. And Allah is now enjoying it that I gave this one this trouble. That's impossible. جس سے اللہ تعالیٰ پاک ہے. Allah is completely pure of it. The third, تیسری شکل یہ ہے کہ اس تکلیف میں نہ بندہ کا نفع ہو نہ اللہ کا نفع ہو. The fourth, the third is that there is no benefit for Allah and no benefit for the banda also. No one is just fairly abas, useless thing. Just did it for no reason, no benefit for anyone. Ye bhi mahal hai. This is also impossible. Kyunki befaida karna kaam karna fairly laghwa hai. To do a work in which there is no benefit is a useless act. No benefit whatsoever. Jise haq ta'ala ki zaat paak hai. Allah is pure of that. Where Allah is going to do something which is just useless. We do things passing our time, scribbling on the pad or playing computer games. Useless, no benefit. We're just wasting our time. Na'uzu billah, Allah doesn't do anything like that. Ab chauthi shakal baaki reh gayi. Now there is only one other form, the fourth form. Ke haq ta'ala shanu ke bheji hui takleef mein That taklif, outwardly, which is a taklif which Allah has sent, in it, jisse bheji hui taklif mein, sirf banda hi ka nafa hai. That is only the banda's nafa. So the first form was only Allah's benefit, banda got no, which is impossible. The second is half-half. That is also impossible. The third, no benefit for anyone. That's also impossible. So there's only one form left, full benefit of the banda. But he doesn't understand in most cases. The famous little story and incident to understand this, that king who loved his hunting, and he was going out hunting, and by examples we understand things very clearly. So, and he always kept his one wazir, his minister, close to him, was close. They used to be always together when they go. So in this hunting, as they started the journey, the king got hurt. He hurt his thumb. And just when you get hurt, the blood also comes out, the pain you feel, it burns, etc. So at that time, and this wazir had a habit of saying, whatever Allah does is for the best. It's good what Allah does. That there is only goodness what Allah does. So it's paining him, it's hurting, and now he's going for his hunting. It's going to obscure and be an impediment in his, for his hunting. So the king got cross, and the king, he thinks as a king, immediately he ordered the minister must be put in jail. So the minister, his habit always, he say, whatever Allah does is for the betterment. So anyway, the king went, he went beyond his borders, to outside his borders where there were cannibals, human eaters. So they caught the king and they wanted to eat him. But they also had some masalas like we got for qurbani, that the tail must be right, the eyes must be right, the ears. So they checked up, they saw, no, he's not good for qurbani. He's hurt here. So he's not fit. So he got, then he realized what Allah does, if I didn't have this one scratch, this one hurt, this wound, they should have eaten me alive. I got saved. So he came, he set his minister free with great respect and honor. Then he told him, now I realize that what you said, what Allah does, is for the better. But when I put you in jail for that also, you said, what was good in that? So he said, Bacha Salamat, oh my king, you know we never separate, we are together. I should be with you. When they caught you, they should have caught me also. You should have got out. You should have got off the hook because of you cut. But my body, I got no sores or anything. They should have eaten me alive. I stayed 3 days in the jail, I got saved. So whatever Allah does is only for the... We don't understand at that time. But Allah Ta'ala does only what is best. And for a mu'min, Allah does only for him what is good. And the more closer you are to Allah, for the other mu'min who is a sinner also, because of his son Allah. But for a mu'min who is a kamil mu'min, it is only good. Whichever way Allah raises his darjas, etc., whatever, Allah relieves him from pride, that things were going to his head, so Allah brings some condition to cut you down. So we, a mu'min, we must realize, whatever Allah does for us is only for our benefit, though we can't see it. Like that king couldn't understand, that minister at that time did, but afterwards you realize. Subhanallah, kya akli dalil farmai. MashaAllah, what a dalil Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali presented in this field. Hikayat, one instance. Ek bar Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Hassan Amritsari Rahmatullah Ali, Bani Jamia Ashrafia Lahore, Thana Bhawan Hazrat Aqdas Hakim ul Ummat Rahmatullah Ali ki khidmat mein bagharz isla hazir the. One time Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mufti Muhammad Hassan Saab Amritsari, very great alim, very great alim. In fact, he is that alim. He was a Punjabi, and he came to Hazrat to become bay'at. So Hazrat made four conditions first for him. Hazrat told him, first, you studied hadith by Ahle Hadith. That is the Salafi people, Wahhabi people, and they don't teach right. So go and repeat your Dora Hadith again. Whole year go and study again. Secondly, your tajweed is not correct. You don't recite Quran Sharif correctly. Go and correct your tajweed and bring a certificate from a qari that now your tajweed is passable. You don't have to be a big, great qari, but it must be passable. Thirdly, that Punjabis normally, he said, and unfortunately this is perhaps with all of us, treat your wives very bad. Bring a letter from your wife that she writes that my husband treats me well. He keeps me well. And fourthly, write me 100 letters you want your islah to be made. That wasn't photocopy time. on the computer, you just press in 100 copies and you get your 100 copies. That time, every letter he had to write, his Islam was made already. And then he went to Darul Uloom Deoband to study Hadith for 1 year. From a student of his, he corrected his qiraat. And he got a certificate from a student, how much he humbled it. And to get a NOC, no objection certificate from your wife. His Islam was made already in that. And then writing 100 letters. Then anyway, he came and he spent time. Then when he was there for his Islam, he told Hazrat, ke ghar se ghar walo ki alalat ka khat aaya, that a letter has come from home that the family members are ill. Jisse Mufti sahab bahut pareshan ho gaye. And it had an effect on him. The wife is ill, the children are ill, the wife is alone, all the small children, she has to look after them, they are all ill. So he had an effect on him also. Hazrat wala se arz kiya ki Hazrat ghar se khat aaya hai. He said, Hazrat, a letter has come from home, ke beti, biwi, aur larka, kai afraad bimar hai. That my wife, my son, my daughter, how many people in a family are all ill. Tabiyat pareshan hai, and I'm feeling very uneasy that they are sick there. I'm here, I'm worried about them. Irshad farmaya, then Hazrat Maha Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi replied and said to him, Mufti sahab, jab mu'min ka i'tiqad muqaddar par hai. That a mu'min's iman is on taqdeer. His iman is on taqdeer, muqaddar. To phir usko muqaddar hone ki kya zarurat hai. Then what need is there for him to be muqaddar with a small calf? That is to be sad and upset. That when he knows everything is from Allah, and whatever Allah does is khair, why are you upset then? To jis mu'min ka i'tiqad muqaddar par hai, to phir usko muqaddar hone ki kya zarurat hai. There is no need that it is from Allah and Allah knows. Allah knows everything. Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to be catapulted in the fire. Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam came for his help. What he said? And they said, Allah send us. With Allah's permission we have come. So he said, Imma ilayk fala. He asked them, doesn't Allah know my condition? Yes, Allah knows. Then Allah is sufficient for me. So that is that level of iman. That whatever condition, that Ya Allah, what you have written for me, I'm happy. The one is that a person objects and fights with Allah. One is he fights with himself and with other people. That why this one is doing this to me, why that one, you fighting with me, you did this to me, he fights with them. And one is he knows it's come from him. And whatever for a mu'min is only good. It comes in the hadith that whatever comes to a mu'min is good for him. Something which he dislikes, he makes sabr, and that's good for him. Something which he likes, he makes shukr, and that's good. And that's only for a mu'min. For a person who haven't got that iman on Allah, though we might have the title of being a Muslim, but we haven't got that iman, when good comes, we become boastful. I did this, I did this, I achieved this. And when some bad comes, then we start fighting with Allah. And we fight with other people. You did this to me. Because of you, this deal didn't go through. Because of you, this problem came. We fight with the family, we fight with other people. But a mu'min, in every case, it is only good for him, whatever conditions come. So, the lowest condition is that we are satisfied with it. And the highest is that we in fact make shukr for that bad condition. And very fortunate are those people that those bad conditions also, you can see clearly the hand of Allah working. And you realize where you went wrong and what caused this problem also. May Allah give us the reality of this. And all this has to be acquired before. Then when such conditions come, a person goes through it quite comfortably. If not, small things become a big issue. And you are upset with yourself. You are upset with other people. You miserable. You making other people miserable because of weakness of iman. Perhaps no iman. Perhaps weakness of iman. This is the condition. But if it is there, everything you accept wholeheartedly. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, about the sunnah that we discussed last week, when we climb up, we must say Allahu Akbar. When we climb down, we must say Subhanallah. And for small children, the dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri kulli shaitanin wahamma wa min kulli aynil lamma We should read that on our children. Any other children, we should read this dua upon them. What is a precious dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to make, and it was taught to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he also used to make it. Yeah, Hazrat explains the benefit of the sunnat. Balandi shan hai Allah ta'ala ki. Highness is the quality of Allah. Allah is high. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Ke isliye balandi par charte waqt Allahu Akbar ki ta'aleem di gayi. That's why we are said that as we are going up, don't think I'm high. Allah is high. Even an aeroplane, you take off, you've gone up, you're at what speed you're moving? Allahu Akbar all the time. You're going up, Allah, you are high. I am nothing. I am nothing whatsoever. Or nicha hona, and to go down, Allah Ta'ala ki shan ke khilaaf hai. It is against the condition and the position of Allah. Allah is most high. So at that time, isliye niche utarte huye, aib se paak ki ta'aleem, yani subhanallah kehne, ki ta'aleem di gayi. How perfect it is that when we are going down, man, Allah never goes down. He is pure of going down. I'm going down. Your old age, you are going down. You are sick, you are very tired. Your sleep is, your head is, throbbing. Hey, and all that. But my Allah is never, subhanallah. Allah is pure of anything that goes down, of that lowers a person. Agar ummate muslima is sunnat par amal kare, if the ummat makes amal on the sunnat, to din mein bar bar zikr ki tawfiq ho jaye. It is only really in this way that a person can fulfill the command, udhkurullaha zikran kathira. Make Allah zikr in abundance. That when we read the duas of the various occasions, as we get up, alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. When we go to the toilet, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi. We come out, Allahumma alhamdulillah illadhi adhab. All the time, you start your wuzu dua, in wuzu dua, after wuzu dua, all the time there are duas. So if we learn that and we read it, then a person can come into dhikran kathira. Isi tarah Bukhari Sharif mein jhoota pehne ki sunnat bayan farmayi gayi hai. In Bukhari Sharif, how to wear shoes, that also has been explained in which kitab? Highest kitab, Bukhari Sharif, has taught us how to wear our shoes. Ke joota pehnte waqt pehle daane pair mein pehne. First wear the shoes on your right, or your right leg, the right hand side shoe first. Aur utarte waqt pehle baaye pair se utare. And when you take it off, from the left side. Aur yahi sunnat kurta paijama pehne ki bhi hai. The same sunnat for wearing our clothes also. In sunnaton par har musalman ko har waqt amal ka mauka mil sakta hai. All the time we wear clothes, we take them off, it's a natural thing all the time. But if we do it according to sunnat, how much of sawab? And in fact for wearing the trouser, for example, shoes, the right side first. And Hazrat explains it so beautifully that you have to wear your trouser. There are only three ways you can wear it. One is the left side first. That is the way of shaitan. Never do that. The second is that you hang your trouser between two chairs and you make a runaway in your house. And you take a run and with both legs you jump in together or in your trouser. That is not sunnat, and you'll break your head, you'll break your back also. And you won't succeed also. And if that was sunnat, then a poor 80-year-old lady, 90-year-old man have to make a runaway and run. And sunnat so easy, right leg in the right side first. Shoes also. Hadrat also says when you enter the masjid, enter with your right leg first. Don't hop in and like a frog, you jumping in with both legs one time. And don't put the left leg first, first put the right leg. So easy sunnat. And on that, you get the sawab of sunnat. And where the dua is for wearing clothes, for Maulana Usman sahab of Amzinto, asked his Sheikh Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that when you wear clothes, when you eat and you read this dua, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa, then all your past sins are forgiven. He said it's right. And when you wear clothes, a very similar dua, Alhamdulillah illadhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa, your past and your future gunas are forgiven. So he asked Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib, are these major gunas also? So he asked, what doubt can they be? Allah's mercy, ulama have written, stipulated, for major gunas we should make tawbah istighfar. But Allah's mercy is so great, and most of the hadith got no qaid in them. They just said that Allah will forgive all the, and Allah's mercy is so great. But it is, makes sense that for major sins, tawbah istighfar is required. So all this is so easy to do. But who of us reads our du'as after eating this du'a? When wearing clothes, who reads du'as? That is a sad part. So in that, it will be zikr also. It will be sunnat also. And the benefits, your sins are forgiven, etc. For all the various amal. اور بار بار سنتوں پر عمل کرنے سے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی یاد تازہ ہوتی ہے. And every time, and a person should also make this, that I'm doing this not just my natural way, but because the sunnat of my Nabi. So you'll remember your Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم every time. اور بندہ جلد محبوب ہو جاتا ہے. And who you remember, you phone somebody every now and then, you become the beloved of that person. You think of Nabi Sallallahu, you'll become the beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kyunki Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam aise mehboob hai ki unki itiba karne walon ko bhi Quran mein mehboob bana lene ka vaada hai. For Nabi Sallallahu is such a beloved of Allah that whoever follows him, Allah has promised he will become the beloved of Allah. Fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Allah has announced, I will love you. حضرت says here کہ احکر کا ایک کتاب جا انوار سنت ہے, which now حضرت changed it into پیارے نبی کی پیاری سنت ہے. This was written very long time ago. اس پر عمل کرنے سنت کی زندگی نصیب ہو سکتے. So simple in this small pocket size کتاب, a person should always keep it with him and read it and follow, and in the home make تعلیم, one sunnat repeated for 1 week. And then, inshallah, that sunnat will be learnt also. It will be practiced also. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Amen. بیعت ہونا سنت ہے, فرض ہے اصلاح. اور اصلاح کے لیے جیسے کہ آدمی کو بیماری لگتی ہے علاج کرتا ہے, اور وہ علاج کرنا فرض نہیں ہے. اور روحانی بیماری اس کا علاج فرض ہے, تکبر ہے, ریا, سمعہ ہے, کوئی بھی بیمار روحانی بیماری اس کا علاج فرض ہے. تو اور اس کے لیے دوا جو دی جاتی ہے, ایک یہ کہ اسلامی لباس آدمی ہمیشہ پہنے, دوسرا یہ کہ قرآن شریف کی تلاوت کرے, کم سے کم 3-4 صفحہ روز آنا پڑے تاکہ سال بھر میں ایک ختم ہو سکے, رمضان شریف میں ایک ختم کرے, دو ختم کم سے کم کرے. تیسری یہ کہ 100 مرتبہ لا الہ الا اللہ پڑے, اس طریقے سے کہ پہلی مرتبہ اور تقریباً ہر 10 مرتبہ پورا کلمہ پڑے, محمد رسول اللہ اور درود شریف صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور اس خیال سے کہ لا الہ سے میں سب گندگی کو دل سے نکال رہا ہوں, اور اللہ سے پاکی دل میں ڈال رہا ہوں, تو پاکی دل میں آ جائے گی. اور دل پاک ہو گیا, پورا بدن پوری زندگی پاک ہو گئی. اور 100 مرتبہ اللہ, اور وہ پہلی مرتبہ کے بعد جل جلالہ, کوئی بھی الفاظ اللہ کی الوہیت کا وہ کہنا واجب ہے. اس خیال سے کہ یا اللہ مجھے آپ سے پیار ہے, آپ مجھے بہت پیارے ہو, محبوب ہو, آپ بھی مجھ سے پیار کرے, آپ میرے دل میں آ جائے. جس آدمی کے دل میں اللہ آ گیا, اللہ کی محبت, اس کا سب کام دینی دنیاوی اخروی سب بن گیا. تو اور پھر تعلق رکھے ہر مہینے میں, جیسے موقع ہو فون کرے, ای میل کرے, وہ تعلق رکھنے سے فائدہ ہوتا ہے, ورنہ آدمی وہیں رہتا ہے. This weekend, mashallah, we had our majlis, and one alim was a khalifa also. He asked a question that women also ask questions. And he says, I feel nice when women ask questions. And I give preference to them, I want to reply it also. So what is the treatment? So this is a thing, man is made, Allah made him. So you ask that treatment. But how many of us don't ask treatment? We're just carrying on all the time. So we don't get the treatment, we don't get the answer, and we are all the time just in the dark, and we are doing, perhaps we get involved in wrong things also. So this is that a person who's conscious of his Islam, he will ask. And a person who is not conscious won't even ask. So we must understand what is Islah. There are all these things. When we don't ask, we are just carrying on. And when we ask also, the answer, like we see Hazrat's answers are short. But just that little bit makes the difference. Just that one press of the button, one click, it makes all the difference. But when you don't bring your thing up to be clicked, then how will it come? So this is important that a person ask these questions. Otherwise we're just sitting with it all the time. And how many of us, it never even dawned upon us. And every human, Allah made man that the desire of woman, it's next, but now ask for the solution of it. And if you acting, no, I haven't got this, I'm pure of it, then that person, where his Islah is going to be made? الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب کہو یا اللہ توبہ کی میں نے کفر سے شرک سے نفاق سے بدعات سے تمام گناہوں سے چھوٹے ہوں یا بڑے خصوصاً دنیا کی محبت کا گناہ سے اور آخرت سے غفلت کا گناہ سے من چاہی زندگی گزارنے کا گناہ سے اور اللہ جل جلالہ اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے احکامات اور سنتوں سے غفلت کا گناہ سے اور تکبر کا گناہ سے یا اللہ وعدہ کرتا ہوں پانچوں وقت کی نماز جماعت کے ساتھ مسجد میں سنت کے مطابق پڑھتے رہنے کی کوشش کروں گا رمضان شریف کے روزے رکھوں گا زکوٰۃ فرض ہوگی زکوٰۃ ادا کروں گا حج فرض ہوگا حج کروں گا اپنی اصلاح کے ہمہ وقت فکر کرتا رہوں گا یا اللہ داخل ہوتا ہوں میں سلسلہ چشتیہ میں اور سلسلہ نقشبندیہ میں اور سلسلہ قادریہ میں اور سلسلہ سہروردیہ میں یا اللہ چاروں سلسلوں کے تمام بزرگوں کی برکت سے میری توبہ اور بیعت کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جب تک کہ زندگی رہے اسلامی ایمانی زندگی نصیب فرمانا اور حسن خاتمہ ایمان کامل کلمہ شہادت پر عافیت عزت راحت سلامتی کے ساتھ نصیب فرمانا بس اللہ قبول فرمائے انشاءاللہ In the same way, one, mashallah, young girl, 18, 19 years old, very good condition she has got. And she wrote now, she never had an illicit affair, never any, but now she's thinking of a boy, the thoughts are coming. So she asked the treatment. Otherwise, we just keep quiet, we don't ask anything. When you ask your treatment, you get your treatment. But most of us just keep quiet. We don't do anything. So how can we move forward? A person should ask the treatment, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے. لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. خیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشائش کے الہی یارو نشائش کے الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام, تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.